Welcome to Security Architecture Podcast, where we help cybersecurity professionals to stay ahead of the curve and ensure they are successful in their cybersecurity journey.
Hi, I'm Evgeny.
I'm Dmitry.
We have Zuli here from SkyHigh to talk about the product. Zuli, can you please tell us about yourself and the company?
Sure. Hi, everybody. Great to be here. My name is Zuli Gonzalez. I am Director of Product Management at SkyHigh Security. I manage remote browser isolation, which is what we're here to talk about, as well as firewall as a service and digital experience monitoring. For those that may not be familiar, SkyHigh Security came out of former McAfee. So over the last couple of years, McAfee has gone through a transition over the period. So what was originally McAfee was split out into McAfee Enterprise and McAfee Consumer. The McAfee Enterprise division was merged with FireEye. And then later, we split up again between the FireEye and what was the McAfee XDR portion became one side of the house. And then where I am today, where RBI is, and some of the other products that we'll probably touch on today, SkyHigh Security. SkyHigh Security is really the cloud business that came out of McAfee. So we're really focused on Security Servers Edge, SSE, and that platform. So I know most folks may not be familiar with SkyHigh Security, but you will be soon over the next few months. But, it's not a brand new company. We've been around for a while and spun out of McAfee.
Zuli, what is the name of the offering or the product that addressing the browser isolation?
So remote browser isolation, that product, the product name is SkyHigh Remote Browser Isolation, and it is a part of the SSE platform that we offer, which includes many other products, Secure Web Gateway, ZTNA, CASB, and so RBI is a portion of that larger platform.
Zuli, we are podcasting about design and architecture, so we always want to dive in and learn about the architecture. Maybe you can show us some slides or walk us through the architecture.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to, actually. I think we have a pretty good design. If it's okay, I'll share my screen here. So from an architecture perspective, I think we at SkyHigh actually have a pretty good, pretty innovative way to think about RBI and how we've designed RBI. It's pretty much first and only company that's developed a solution that's truly integrated into the overall stack. So if you look at traditional remote browser isolation products and even think about companies that have acquired a remote browser isolation solution, most of the time, the remote browser isolation sits out of band, and end user or customer wants to deploy remote browser isolation, you're able to route the user through that remote browser isolation component product, but it, again, is out of band. And what that really means is that you don't get all of the benefits that you could. So, for example, it doesn't provide that seamless user experience from an administrator perspective, so you lose a lot of visibility, as well as not being able to apply all of the controls uniformly across the board. In addition, you also have the challenges where you may have separate dashboards or portals that you have to manage and try to keep in sync with each other. That, while remote browser isolation is an amazing technology in terms of the value it provides and the malware protection it provides, by placing it out of band, it makes it a little bit more challenging for customers. So what we did at SkyHigh was rethink that traditional way of looking at it from the market and think about how could we do this in a much better way? What can we do to make this offering even better and differentiated from what else is out there in the marketplace? And so that's where we developed our architecture that I'll talk about here in a second. So you look at web-based malware protection. There are many tools in the marketplace that can provide that level of protection. And they do it in different ways. Some solutions can come back very quick and give you an answer of whether they think something is malicious or not. Some solutions take a little bit longer. Some solutions are, I'd say, more inexpensive to deploy. Other solutions are a little bit more expensive. And so for our customer, it really makes sense to have a layered security approach, you know, layers of different solutions based on what you're trying to achieve. And so what we've done is take that, each of those components, each of those products, and try to have them all work in line and work effectively with each other so that customers get the best of both worlds. They get the quick and inexpensive solutions up front that can say yes or no on certain things very quickly, but they may not be able to give you a definitive answer of whether something is malicious or not on everything. And so some of those other solutions we tie in on the back end that are able to catch everything else. So as you see here in this, what we call the funnel diagram, you'll see that up front, we have basically, think of it like, you know, AV, URL categorization, all of those technologies that can give customers a very quick answer as to whether an end user is allowed to access a particular web destination website. And then as you progress through the funnel, then you get other solutions in line as well. So going back to RBI, as I mentioned, most traditional solutions, as you see here, have that RBI component out of band. And so as the traffic, as the web traffic goes through, once it hits the RBI component, basically it diverts out of the stack and goes out of line. Where Sky-High has provided an additional layer of usability to our customers is by taking that remote browser isolation and basically bringing it in line to the entire stack. So as you can see here, now by bringing remote browser isolation in line, customers get truly uniform visibility from start to finish. They get complete visibility from start to finish. So the traffic that's going through RBI now isn't going in a black box, if you will, isn't now unknown. Customers can see exactly what's happening through RBI. And on top of that, with our platform, you know, we have other products in the platform, and one of them is DLP. We believe very strongly in data and securing data, regardless of where that data sits. And so our DLP solution really plays a big part in that philosophy. And again, going back to remote browser isolation, that remote browser isolation traffic, any traffic that's going through the isolated session, again, gets the benefit of all of our DLP controls and solutions, that capabilities that we offer. Whereas if that traffic were out of band, that would not be possible. Another differentiator when talking about our architecture is the concept that we launched, where we provide risky web isolation as well as full isolation. Now, if you look at the marketplace, the concept of isolating only risky sites or a select number of sites, it's not new, it's not innovative in itself. But what is new is, and innovative is, the way that we went about approaching that concept. So we offer customers two options, the risky web version as well as the full isolation version. The risky web version, as you can imagine, is a version that allows customers to isolate what we would consider to be risky websites based on all the analysis that we've done on the back end. If we deem it to be risky, then automatically that traffic gets routed through our remote browser isolation and users are protected. The very cool and innovative piece of that is that we offer that risky web isolation at no cost to our customers. So that is included as part of the SSE subscription at no cost. Again, so all of our customers get risky web isolation for free as long as they have that, you know, that subscription. And then on top of that, then we offer the full isolation version, And with full isolation, as you can imagine, that allows customers, it gives customers a little bit more flexibility and granularity in terms of the policies that they're able to set. It gives them full control as to what websites, what web pages they want to isolate. So it doesn't have to be just risky websites. It could be anything that they want to isolate. And so that then is an add-on to customer subscription. That would be an add-on at an additional price. But again, the risky web, free of charge, included with every single subscription.
I'm wondering, for all this, and there's a lot of different security controls here, how do we actually route the traffic from the end user, from the office, towards your cloud? And maybe you can also talk about the cloud, because we do understand that you want to be close to your cloud pop. We don't want to go all the way to Europe if you want to browse something in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. So in terms of connecting, we have various ways of connecting to our cloud. The most common approach is to use an agent proxy client on the endpoint that takes the user's traffic and routes it to our cloud. In terms of our cloud, our infrastructure is very reliable. It's pretty expansive. We offer global coverage, as you can imagine, for all of our customers. We're, you know, is a big company with a lot of customers, global customers. So we provide coverage across the globe. We have RBI servers, regions throughout the globe. And the way that we approach it is when a user goes to connect to, and this applies not just to RBI, but to our proxies as well, as our secure web gateway. When a user's going to connect, we look to see where they're located, where their physical location is, and then route them automatically to the closest cloud server to them. And that allows them to get the best performance possible. In addition, it provides that localization as well, so that users see language that's appropriate and everything else. You know, certain websites, for example, news sites will show different things based on your region, your location. And so all of that localization is kept because we route users to the closest region.
Zoli, can I use the solution to isolate internal web-based resources? And can you support legacy applications with your remote browser isolation, such as the Explorer 8 or 9?
So with our RBI solution, it's designed to isolate anything that's web-based. So anything in your browser can be isolated. So with that, with our integration, like with our ZTNA integration, if a customer allows for the traffic to be routed internally within their organization, within their corporate network, that we can easily isolate any internal resources, web-based resources that the customer may want isolated. No problem at all. With respect to legacy applications, things that may be running on IE, we don't support IE. Our backend browser is based on Chromium. So anything that's Chromium-based would work well, would work flawlessly, but we don't support legacy IE. And speaking to customers, that used to be a bigger issue, but over the last couple of years, I don't hear that request anymore. I actually haven't heard
it in a while. What about Firefox, Opera, and everything else?
So I guess I should make the distinction between client-side browser and remote server browser. So when it comes to the client-side browser, we support any browser. So, you know, your Firefox, your Chrome, Edge, Opera, all those browsers are supported. When I was speaking earlier about supporting legacy applications, I was really talking about the server-side browser. And so the server-side browser is Chromium-based. And so anything running in the server, any website, web application running in the server that requires IE would potentially be an issue. But on the client side, there are no issues. We even support mobile as well.
Zoli, can you tell us a little bit about the user experience of someone who goes through the browser isolation, especially if we're talking about single page applications?
Yeah, so from a user experience perspective, we've designed the product to be pretty much as close to native browsing as you can possibly get. So anything that you can do in a normal web browsing session outside of isolation, you can pretty much do with our remote browser isolation product. So everything works normally as expected. So there are no differences from that perspective at all, regardless of how the page is loaded, what is loaded on the page, with the exception of maybe a couple minor things like sharing screen, like a WebEx, for example, where you need to share your desktop. You know, obviously the desktop that the website would see would be the remote server website, not your end user's website. So that would be like the only exception. But other than that, everything is seamless, supports anything that you would expect to be supported through normal web browsing.
So the technology basically sends pixels to the end user screen.
Yes, that's correct. There are a couple of different approaches to remote browser isolation in the marketplace. Some are based on DOM mirroring. Our approach is based on pixel mapping, which takes the approach of sending in essence pixels to the user's computer. It's a much more secure way of doing browser isolation than DOM mirroring. With pixel mapping, it's a lot harder to achieve good user experience than it is to achieve good user experience with DOM mirroring, which is why you'll see a lot of RBI vendors shy away from pixel mapping. But we have, and just as a little background, Sky High Security acquired our company, Lightpoint Security, which I was the CEO founder of. And so we've been in the RBI space since 2007. We invented RBI back in 2007. And so we have, over the years, been able to fine-tune our product and our technology and improve user experience, improve efficiency to the point where our technology based on pixel mapping offers not only high security, much higher than DOM mirroring, but also provides equal user experience performance to DOM mirroring.
How would you define the latency of such technology?
It's hard to say, you know, in terms of, it's not really something you can define in terms of a number. It's more of what the user sees at the end of the day, how the user feels when they're browsing. And so we compare it to what a normal user would experience. So maybe the numbers per se are more noticeable for a machine, but from a user's perspective, it's the same. We don't have a set, hey, this is a number, this is how we measure performance. It's really based on the user interaction and interactivity with the product.
In the world where pretty much we're working from home, from anywhere, and a lot of the companies trying to go towards the zero trust, we want to be aligned to know who you are, not just from where you're coming. And I'm guessing your technology can work with user single sign-on and IAM providers. Can you describe and tell us how you actually connect and authenticate people to make sure you align the policy towards the correct person?
I guess it depends on what you're talking about in terms of single sign-on. If you're referring to single sign-on in terms of me as a user, I'm going to connect to, say, Office 365 and use single sign-on. That works flawlessly. Again, it works as expected. No problems. Everything happens as it should natively. If the question is more along the lines of the end user authenticating itself or him or herself to our cloud, mm-hmm. to determine that the user is allowed to use our product, from that perspective, we use our own authentication mechanism. I had mentioned earlier the agents in the client proxy. We use that to authenticate the user. Again, going back to the company as kind of our philosophy, we have several different products. And so we want to make it easier for our customers to deploy our solutions. And so we have one agent that can be used to authenticate regardless of which of our products they're deploying.
So this agent will work with Okta, Azure, or whatever the provider you have to do the authentication, correct?
I'm not particularly sure about how the agent works. Can we use our own authentication mechanism to verify that the users is allowed to use the product?
Makes sense. When you're describing the architecture, you explain that the user can decide to isolate the risky websites, the uncategorized websites. There's a lot of flexibility there. And I'm wondering here, what is your recommendation? What do you guys recommend to people to isolate? Because I don't think the clients who know exactly what to do, they're looking for guidance.
Actually, it's a really good question that I don't get asked a lot, but I'm glad you did because it does make it easy for customers. From our perspective, a recommendation is always if it's a known safe site, there's no need to isolate it. So for example, business web-based applications, so things like your Salesforce, Jira, even Office 365, those types of sites that you're trusting, there's no need to isolate those websites. Additionally, other very trusted sites, for example, your bank site, if you're logging into like a bank site or your credit card website, things like that, that are, again, very trusted, no need to isolate them. On the other side, obviously, uncategorized sites are a great candidate for isolation. We always recommend that our customers isolate uncategorized sites, as well as sites that may have a medium risk category tied to them. Those would be good to isolate. And then there's that other group of sites where they're most likely trusted and most likely you won't have any problems. But again, because of the nature of web browsing, because of the nature of the web, could eventually lead to a malware infection. So an example of what I'm talking about is, for example, say CNN.com. CNN is a safe, trusted site. They're not intentionally going to infect you with malware. It's bad for business for them. So you can potentially trust the site, expect that it's going to be a safe site, but they do have ads on CNN as an example. And so one of those ads could potentially lead to a malware infection. Those group of sites is really where customers need to make that determination and that decision as to whether they want to isolate or not. Me coming from a RBI background, again, as I mentioned earlier, we founder of Lightpoint Security, I tend to advise customers to err on the side of isolating more than not. So I would isolate those types of sites like a CNN.com because you just never know. But there are different reasons why customers may not want to. And so they have to weigh a lot of different choices and options, you know, cost being one of them as an example.
Makes sense. Can you let us know if user can edit documents through the RBI solution? So if I'm in Google Docs and I did isolate it, can I work with the document seamlessly? Can I copy and paste text from my computer to the remote computer?
Yes. So going back to kind of our philosophy, we really want RBI to be seamless, to be as native as possible. And so with our product, users can edit documents, they can view documents, they can print documents, they can download documents, copy and paste. So anything that you would be able to do in your native browser when it comes to interacting with a Word document, a PowerPoint, anything in your browser, you can do that through our product. So all of those capabilities, all of that functionality is available to end users. They can do it. That said, we have within our product a lot of policies that and rules that we allow our customers to set. And so there may be customers that want to allow their users to view documents, but not be able to edit those documents, not be able to copy paste as an example. And so we have further controls in the product that allow customers to decide whether they want to allow their end users to copy, to paste, to download, to upload, things like that. But if none of those restrictions are set, then free for all in terms of an end user can interact with the document as normal.
And can your solution support bring your own devices or mobile devices, especially if I'm working remotely and not in the office?
We support mobile devices. So if you want to run RBI on your mobile phone, that is supported as well. In terms of connecting to our cloud, RBI, as I mentioned earlier when we talked through the architecture, RBI is integrated into our platform. And so the hook into RBI is through our proxy, our secure web gateway. And so when a customer connects to our proxy makes decisions and then decides, hey, we're going to send this traffic to the remote browser isolation component and then out to the web. So going back to your question on connectivity, if the mobile device is set up to connect to our proxy, then it can get to the RBI component within our platform.
You mentioned Webex before, and a lot of us, I know myself, used Webex extension, LastPass extension, many other extensions. How extensions will work in this case with RBI?
So in our case, we don't support browser extensions. That's not something that we support today.
Is this by design or just something you guys decided not to do?
Yeah, it hasn't been a strong customer request. We like to try and focus our product towards the features and functionality that our customers are really asking for. And that hasn't been something that our customers are asking for in terms of integrating with those plugins. Something we could change in the future if customer demand takes us in that direction, then, you know, we're always improving the product, adding new functionality based on customer feedback. But at this point, it just hasn't been a strong request from our customer base.
Zuli, how the organization can get visibility or insights into attacks that were prevented by the technology? Is there a dashboard that I can see or something like?
Going back to the architecture that we talked about earlier, as I mentioned, the RBI component is hooked in, integrated into our platform. And so one of the benefits of Sky High Security, if you're a customer, is that we have a single dashboard for all of the products. So you log into one location and you have access to all of the various products that you're licensed for, can manage all of your policies in one location. So we offer our customers a dashboard for remote browser isolation as well. And within that dashboard, we provide a lot of visibility and information in terms of how users have interacted with websites. For example, what websites they've gone to, how much time they've spent on those sites, things like files that they've downloaded and uploaded. So we have a lot of visibility. We make a lot of data available to our customers. We provide it in terms of reports. We also provide it in terms of dashboards. Our dashboard, our portal, is actually really flexible and allows customers to customize it and create widgets on what matters to them, what data is important to them, so they can customize their dashboard so that when they log in, they see exactly what it is that they're interested in and is of value to them. And again, going back to that philosophy of integration and unification and keeping it as a unified platform, in addition to the RBI piece, all the other components are available in the dashboard as well, including our secure web gateway. So if customer wants to see how things are working together, that's very much doable and, again, customizable within the dashboard so they can see what they care about, what matters to them most upfront.
We actually done with the official part of the podcast. We do have a couple of questions, and I'm wondering about the licensing part. You mentioned during the presentation about the free part. Is RBI included in the bigger scale or the separate license? You don't have to mention the price itself, but just understand the idea of how it's working.
At Sky High, we actually have worked to develop really simple pricing for our customers. And so we have different SKUs, different bundles, depending on what's needed for certain customers. We have three different packages, what we call the SSE Essential, which is the base package. Then we have the SSE Advanced and then the SSE Complete. And each package builds on the previous package and provides additional products. I mentioned we have two versions of RBI, Risky Web and the Full Isolation. So Risky Web is included at no cost with all of those bundles. So regardless of which product SKU you purchase, you're going to have Risky Web included at no cost to you. And then the Full Isolation is an add-on. So if you purchase one of these SKUs, any one of our products, then you can also add on the Full Isolation as an additional capability to your offering to add additional value, additional security.
Zuli, thank you very much. It was a pleasure. We learned a lot. And I hope people that are listening and watching will learn a lot as well.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having us. I've enjoyed the conversation and hope hope folks have learned a little bit about our product offering, how we're differentiated, and you know, if anybody has any questions, please do reach out to us.
Thank you, Zuli.
Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and join us for our next episode.